It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement. Man, oh man, we're back together again. So nice to have our worldwide family all together. And we're here once again, as always, we're relentless on this, to open up your minds, your hearts, and to give you greater potential, possibility, and limitlessness. How many of you out there want limitlessness? Raise your hand, unless you're driving. Then you can twinkle your toe a little bit. And today, we're going to have an interesting interview all the way across the pond over in Deutschland, in Germany. And we're very fortunate because Anna Maria is from Europe, and we spend an awful lot of time bringing our message of health, happiness, and healing, and our 70 years of work with the oldest institute on the planet Earth in lifestyle medicine to different countries. And we have the great honor and privilege to run into people that really have extraordinary stories. And today, we actually have one of those people on. And we're always talking to people who have had catastrophic disease and healed stage 4 cancer and diabetes and heart disease. And very seldom, because that sounds heroic, do we talk to people who are young and vital and athletic, but then falter. And that's a big part of the population today. Millions and millions of people. As a matter of fact, last week a study came out that we weren't surprised to see, but science was shocked with, that in the last 5 years, globally, young people, mostly in their 20s and 30s, below 40, have increased colorectal cancer by 300%. This is unprecedented. Never happened in the history of any age group of medicine, recorded history. And Harvard had to chime in. You know, Harvard's generally singing the songs of the pharmaceuticals who fund them, but this time they had to say, it is diet. And today we're going to talk to Anna Clausen. And Anna Clausen, all the way in Germany, how are you?
I'm really good. Thank you so much for your invitation.
We met you when we were in Germany last, and you know, your story is so amazing. And I thought, you know, here's this young girl, she has her own site on radio, she is doing so much to help other people, but she helped herself first. Tell us what happened to you.
Yeah, so my journey started nearly 10 years ago, so I struggled with several health problems, like really bad acne, chronic fatigue. I had this Epstein-Barr virus and had really a hard time to find real health and also fitness, especially as a professional tennis player. Yeah, really tough when you just feel tired and you don't feel well in your body. So I tried really different things, like changing my diet, because I felt the biggest difference when I changed food and tried, nearly everything. I tried keto and high protein, no gluten, no sugar. Then I tried vegan. It was an absolute game changer for me because I felt the best I've ever felt through 4 weeks vegan. And then it became more and more living food. So it was a journey. So now I'm around 8 years vegan. And over the last 4 or 5 years, I'm nearly completely raw vegan. And the last couple of weeks and months, so completely raw vegan. I had 1 year fully raw, and it completely changed my health, not only physical, but also mentally. Yeah, also like my mental strength and so many other things, like my connection, like everything is going so slow, I feel, when I have my raw vegan clean diet. And It was because of my health issues several years ago when my journey started. And the radio show, I created it like 3.5 years, nearly 4 years ago, because I found help through my diet. And of course, I also found like on this path, like meditation and yoga and different things, which helped also me in all overall like well-being and get it to improve and have a better connection also with myself. And I wanted to give back because I learned so much through podcasts, interviews, and I just wanted to share a little bit my story, but especially like share wisdom, like health wisdom, and that everyone has the power to change like themselves, but also to influence others by being an example. Like doing the choices.
You've been a great example. And as you know, many of the listeners do not know, you were a pioneer and possibly the top tennis player in the world who's now on a living food vegan diet, the number one in the world, may have looked at you and saw that. I know that the two top female tennis players in history have been through the Institute, and they're on a living food diet, and they're out there in their mid-40s playing people in their 20s and beating them. So when we come back, all of you are going to be given an opportunity to realize that there's real science in this stuff, people, and there's living people like Anna, who's a professional athlete, who, by the way, transformed her life when she was told by the, quote, experts to do the opposite. She did exactly what they didn't say and healed herself. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And today we're here with Anna Klassen from Germany. We're actually talking to her right there, where she is such an amazing example of her transformation and how she became plant-based. So tell us, you know, when you're talking to people, what do they think? You know, they know you're a professional tennis player, and you know, are they amazed, or, you know, what did they say?
Yes, they are, I would say, the most skeptical, because the main opinion is that you have not enough strength or not enough power. They always ask me, where do you get the protein from, or do you have enough energy to play a match, or just to play 3 hours on the court and to perform. So that's the most common. Like, they really ask myself, okay, where is the protein and where is the energy? And my answer is always, I'm feeling much better than before, and I have more energy than before. And I feel totally different in a positive way, because I don't feel tired anymore. I don't feel lost anymore. Like, also, like, my mental health is so much better, like, naturally positive. I always explain that you have so many options, like in greens and nuts and seeds and sprouts, where it's full of protein. They are open. A lot of are really interested in, and they see what I eat. Maybe for lunch, I often have like sprouted buckwheat and some berries and maybe some seeds. So they always say, oh, it looks so delicious. And I ask them, do you want to try? And the most of them, they try it and they find it really delicious. So it's kind of cool to share this lifestyle. For me, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. So, yeah, I think these two things, like the energy and the protein, is the most interesting part for them and the most question.
As you know, Anna, this Hippocrates lifestyle is the highest protein diet in the world. So many, many years ago, the wonderful boxer, Muhammad Ali, won two of his fights on the Hippocrates diet. Football players, now Messi, who all of you know in Europe, we even know here, he's one of the top football players in history, is on a plant-based diet. So the world has to catch up with the leaders, and the leaders are all doing this because it is the highest protein diet, highest nourishment diet. And the one thing we can't let people forget is that we share the planet with 8 million other known species. And every one of those species in nature eat 100% raw diet.
So, Anna, when you play, how many hours do you spend on the court?
So it's a little bit different, like from the season. When I have preseason, it is most of the time, like in the end of the year, I practice really a lot, like 4, 5, 6 hours per day. And when I have a tournament, I can maybe spend around 2.5 to 3 hours per day on the court, sometimes even more when I have 2 matches, like 1 single match and 1 double. So it really depends. It can also be like 5 hours. So I need really a lot of energy every day. There are also like some weeks where I maybe spend 2 or 3 hours on the court, but I have always like also my gym sessions, like strength, running, stability, yoga. So I practice nearly 5-6 hours every day, and it's really important, like, that I have a good recovery and everything improves. I can say it's amazing, and I feel so much more satisfied, so much more fulfilled just living raw food than before. I had almost the feeling like after cooked meals, I'm missing something, and I overate because maybe, my body was missing. So, and with the raw food, I feel like naturally full, and so, satisfied that I don't overeat, and I'm like not hungry like for hours and hours because my cells are getting the right fuel. And it's a really interesting experience when you just change and you are open and do it for a couple of weeks. So many changes you can expect. And I think the most important thing is really to be open and to learn what is right. Because some guys maybe are eating too less in the beginning. So you have to be like following your body, like the body language, the signals of your body. And for me, everything went better.
You said something quite interesting that is scientifically true, that when you're eating cooked food, you're missing something. Now, even the most youthful person listening to us around the globe today knows if you take a plant and cook it, it basically is going to lose. And what it loses is most of the amino acids, most of, if not all, of the vitamins. It disturbs the minerals. It actually, heated at a high temperature, becomes a carcinogen, as the Swedes and the Italians have taught us. It's acrylamides. When you heat the oil, it also contributes to cardiovascular disease, because all whole foods, including lettuce even, have oils in it. So, you're missing a lot and you're gaining a lot of disease-causing elements. That's why Anna Marie and I have been eating this way ever since the 1970s. And we've watched, for all of that time, tens of thousands of people recover from catastrophic disease and prevent the premature aging process. We come back, just lay back a little bit, and we're going to be telling you about the mental as Anna has alluded to, and we're going to let her talk about that, the mental shift, the consciousness shift, how different she is as a human being, not only biologically, and she's probably 20 years younger than she was before she changed, but psychologically and even spiritually. We'll be right back.
It's time to transform your life and get your health in order. Hippocrates Health Institute, located in West Palm Beach, offers a variety of programs to help you do just that, such as advanced cancer program, diabetes or weight loss program, sleep and longevity programs. Hippocrates Health Institute has been transforming lives for 60 years. Call 561-471-8876 to make an appointment for a consultation today. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Health Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates. And we're here with Anna Klassen from Germany, where we met her in November. And we were lecturing over there in Hamburg. And Anna told us about her story and the mental aspect. Tell us, Anna, about how all of that changed when you became plant-based.
Mental, emotional, and spiritual changes.
For me, what changed? I think the first part was physical. I felt like the better sleep and that I felt more relaxed, more connected to my body. I felt myself again. And I think through this process, like on the second part, was also like emotional, spiritual, mental, like healing. I felt always when I detoxed, my body got more clear and clean. And I also lost, I know, and I felt it, that we store like emotions in our body. And when you detox and you let go of like old things, like whatever, neutral plaque or whatever, so that you get cleaner and that you just let go what is stored in your body. And I felt so much more connected, like with Mother Earth. And I felt spiritual connected. It's kind of a flow in what you get. Like you feel, you hear your inner voice. It's kind of hard to explain because other people think it's just food, what you put in your body. But I felt when I went fully raw vegan, like for a year, and I ate a little bit of cooked food again. I felt totally different after it. And I didn't expect it. It was not mentally, oh, I felt bad because I didn't know. I enjoyed it. But I had like bad dreams in the night. I felt a little bit exhausted in the morning. I didn't sleep good. Mm-hmm. So I always felt really emotional, a little bit like trauma. It sounds so hard, but yeah. it was for me so interesting, like to experiment a little bit with this.
We'll try to explain to the listeners all over the world that this is all biology, and let's go slow. This is only something that we could describe with science backing in the last 5 years. So we recognized forever how important what you ate had to do with your mood. Because I remember I would eat chunky food and feel bad. It was almost as if you had a hangover, as you pointed out a minute ago. And when people are out there listening, they may say, oh, this sounds really extreme. But the fact is, the cleaner your body becomes, the more it functions like it was meant to function. Now, the difficulty we're having today is that conventional Western medicine sees you as biochemistry. Future medicine, which is quantum medicine and physics, quantum biology, sees you as an electromagnetic field. Now, when you cook a food, the electromagnetic fuel is gone. So not only does your cell reduce in frequencies. This is a work my good friend Dr. Hunt did at University of California. But those cells are also brain cells called neurons and glial cells. And when they reduce in the electromagnetic charge they need to fuel you, you reduce your ability to think clear, to focus, and to have a level of awareness and consciousness that humans had inherently when we lived from the earth. And so as you pointed out, Anna, you felt closer to the earth because you were. And we're moving into a very interesting period in history where we went from a time where we were in tune with the earth, we were in tune with the universe, when we were primal, when we were nomads. Then we went to agrarian, where we sort of separated ourselves at some small level. Then we went into the information age of technology, and we really estranged ourselves. So the average person sits all day long in front of a computer, has no relationship with the planet or outside. But now we're going to an interesting period where we have created AI, which has created a higher consciousness than humans are capable of. So now we're going to be forced in the next 5 years to literally raise our ability to learn what consciousness is, not to believe we egocentrically create it. So an upcoming book that will be out at the end of this year, I've been writing for a long time, is Quantum Human, to tell us how to live in this new world. Like it or not, it's coming. Even if you're older and don't like it like me, it's coming. Because energy is what it comes down to.
So in your life, you've seen these changes, and they just keep getting better, aren't they?
Yes, everything is getting better. Also, like my health, my relationships, like my success in my job. So everything is getting better. Everything improved.
Well, such a privilege to speak to you there in Germany. Thanks for your in the evening as we're speaking to you. And just keep up your great work, and let's together as a global family bring humanity out of the darkness into the light. And all of you listening, next week we'll be back together again to make everything in your world become bigger, better, and happier. Be well.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.